Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Most people understand that you cannot solve a soaring debt crisis by continuing to add more debt. People in government don't seem to yet understand this. As I warned you, the largest ever government bailout and spending programs that the federal government began September last year, and the decades-long fiscal mismanagement at the state, county, and local government and government school districts with their employee pensions and retiree health care would financially harm Americans this year, as these actions led to a decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Last week, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its latest Consumer Price Index. In it, the prices of food consumed at home rose by 2.6% in April from March. That is the largest one-month increase since February 1974. That is more than 46 years ago. Look for further major price increases in the coming months. The federal government has passed multiple bailout packages this year. It does not have the resources to pay for them and did not identify who would pay for them. There is now another bill in Congress to add even more trillions of debt, which, once again, does not disclose who will pay for it. One way these debts will be paid is that the American taxpayers and consumers will suffer the accelerated decline in the purchasing power of the dollar. Governments around the world are repeating the expansion in government debt right along with governments across America. But since a majority of international debt is priced in U.S. dollars, debts elsewhere are rising faster than in the U.S. This has sparked strong foreign demand for U.S. dollars. The surge in demand had resulted in the dollar appreciating against other currencies, even as the dollar's purchasing power has fallen. Collectively, Americans are suffering huge declines in incomes and being forced to cut their spending. They cannot afford the tax increase that these bailout and spending programs require. It is long past time for governments at all levels to face reality that they have to reduce debts by sharply cutting spending. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.